Tonight's shiur simin tav kuf nun tes sif aleph beis gimel and dalid. Tav kuf nun tes min hage tisha b'av v'din mila b'tisha b'av min hagim of tisha b'av and the halachas of mila on tisha b'av sif aleph imchal tisha b'av amotzoi shabbos. If tisha b'av occurs on a motzoi shabbos, ein oimim tzedkascha b'mincha b'shabbos. We will not say tzedkascha mincha erev tisha b'av. Ramo umavdilin balayla betfila kishar motzei Shabbos will say havdolah in Shmoneh Esrei like any other motzei Shabbos. From shochach milahavna, if someone forgot, ayin le'elson reish tzadal sef gimel, look back in reish tzadidalid. Umisbalin benachas v'derech b'chi kaveilim. We daven slowly, tearfully, like mourners. V'chein oisim b'kriyas eicha, and so we do when we recite eicha. With each paragraph of Eicha, the Baal Tefila raises his voice a little louder. When the Chazan reaches the Pasuk HaShivenu, the entire congregation recites the verse out loud. Then the Chazan will conclude. The Kehal repeats HaShivenu aloud and the Chazan. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Aleph Ein Omim V'chulu. We don't say Sikoscha Mincha Shabbos Erev Tisha B'Av. Midi Dehavi Rosh Chodesh Shechal Yos Be'echa B'Shabbos. No different than Rosh Chodesh that would occur on Sunday. Ein Omim Sikoscha Tzedek B'Shabbos. You wouldn't say Sikoscha B'Shabbos. There's an interesting note. Why is Sikoscha Tzedek abbreviated Tzadi V'Av Tzadi? The Chod should be two Tzadis. So he says it's a kitzer for the tevis, the tzidkascha, vitzidkascha, and tzidkascha, vipsukim. So that's the tzadi vav tzadi. So we don't say tzidkascha erev Rosh Chodesh. You don't say it erev Tisha B'Av either. The Tisha B'Av name ikri moed, because Tisha B'Av is also called moed.
That is not logical. It's technically so, but it's so far from a moed. What's really going on here?
So it's a hint to the fact that we're anticipating Bias HaMashiach, and it will eventually be a Yontif. So that's all the subliminal message of Karei Lai Moed L'Shmo B'Chorei. Sifkan Beis, V'chein Osim. And we also will recite the Eicha tearfully. The Yafzik Bain called Pasuk Ma'at, there should be a slight pause between each verse. Ubain called Echa Yosim Ma'at, between each section, each parak, a little more. Upasika Achron should be called Echa Omer Kolrom. The last Pasuk of each Echa should be loud. Well, in Bracha Lefaneh, as far as making a Bracha before the Kriyas Echa, Ayin Le'el Simen Tav Tzadi, so Siftes Bahago, Umishna Burasham, look back at Tav Tzadi. It is our minig not to say a bracha, even though there are others who do. Minig of the Vilna Gaon is to make a bracha. V'toiv sheyachad yikra Eicha gam bayom. It's also appropriate for individuals to recite Eicha by day, even though we only say Eicha b'tzibur at night. There are those who have a minig of Eicha at night and day. We don't do it by day, only at night. But it's proper for an individual to say by day as well. Sif Katan Gimel V'chein HaChazan. The Chazan will repeat the last Pasuk. V'achar Kachoyzer HaChazan HaMaschil. Then the Chazan will begin. Zechar Hashem Mehayilonu Oy. Habit Re'ez Chepesenu Oy Mehayilonu. He starts the Kinnis. We see a few Kinnis. Tisha B'Av after Eicha. V'chein Chorda Kol Psukim Emtzeisan Be'oy. V'sofim Be'oy Mehayilonu. And each sentence is divided with an Oy and an Oy Mehayilonu. Sif Beis. But the Tisha B'Av, the night of Tisha B'Av, Mispalim Arvis V'Oyma Eicha V'Kinnis, the Ramah inserts, we say Marev, Dava Marev, we say Eicha, a few Kinnis. V'Oyma Acha Kinnis V'Eicha Seder Kedusha. Following Kinnis and Eicha, we go through the Seder Kedusha V'Ata Kadosh, U'Maschimim V'Ata Kadosh. We don't say Yevol Etzion Goyo. We start V'Ata Kadosh. V'Mchal B'Motzoi Shabbos Ein Oymim V'Hinoa. Motzoi Shabbos Tisha B'Av, we don't say V'Hinoa. V'lo l'amenatzeach b'neginus, v'lo v'yitin l'cha. We don't say l'amenatzeach, we don't say v'yitin l'cha. U'mesirin ha-paroiches m'thay ha-aron, ashem bitza emrasa. We also remove the paroiches from the aron, similar, based on the pasuk of bitza emrasa, they tore his cloak. This is the same source we used not to wear talis, Tisha B'Av, until mincha time, the same pasuk. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Dalad. Mispalin Arvis, the night of Tisha B'av Yedav Marv, Bitchila, before anything else, V'aymer Kaddish Shalem, the Hainu Im Tiskabel. At that point, we say Kaddish with Tiskabel. Achat Tfilas Arvis after Marv, Sharetzi and Gimel points out, Aval Achar Eicha Ad L'mocher, from the time you say Eicha until the following day, Ach Yitzias Beis HaKnesses, till you leave Shul, we say Kaddish without Tiskabel, Kila Kamam Bagola, we'll say afterwards. But the first Kaddish after Marv, we will still say Tiskabel. If Tisha B'av is Motzei Shabbos, Ein Mevorchim Habanim, we don't give brachas to the children. B'mokum Shnoah Gemzeh, a place that has such a minig Maharil. Sevkotan Hei Ve'Oimrim Eicha V'Kinnis. So following Maariv, we say Eicha, we say Kinnis. Va'Filu Kishehu B'Yachid, even if he is alone, even if he's B'Yachidus. There's a shaila whether or not this is a chiyuv on women. Are women obligated in Kriyas Eicha? And he has a note on the side. The Mashmah says that women are not Machayiv. He brings Masech HaSoifrim, that women are Chayiv in Kriyas HaTorah, they're not Noig. Pashtus, women are exempt. He brings from Chaim Kanievsky that women are part of Kriyas Eicha, but the Chidah said they are chayavos. It's a minig tov. It is a minig tov. Many women will try to come here Eicha, Tisha B'av night, but to say it's an absolute chiyuv is probably not correct. Se'if katan vav. Ve'ata kadosh. Once we finish Eicha and the kinnis, we say ve'ata kadosh. V'lo yoyma, we do not say uvalitzin go'el, shein gu'ula b'layla, because the gu'ula is not in the evening. V'lo, we also don't say v'anizos brisi, Shinir kimekayim bris al hakinis, as if to say that there's a bris on the kinis. But Odin further, you can't learn Torah on Tisha B'av, so lo yamash b'picha doesn't apply. So we leave out that whole pasuk. Sevkan zayin ein oimim v'hinoam. In addition, we don't say v'hinoam asi Shabbos if he should ikar nisyasir al kamas hamishkan. The main point of v'hinoam has to do with the establishment of the mishkan. Vatanechav, now it's destroyed. Sivka and Ches, v'lo lamanatzech, we don't say lamanatzech minaginais, she'enem yiseda hayom, v'osu, it's not part of the typical recitation that we daven, and therefore it's forbidden, us not supposed to say Talmud Torah. Sivka and Tes, v'lo v'itnecha, we don't say v'itnecha either, she'enem zumano b'tishbav, it's not appropriate for Tishbav. V'itnecha is the brachas for panasa, so on, you're not working, it's avelis, we don't say it. Se'if gimel. Leal Tisha B'av Yomo Yoishim Beis HaKnesses La'aretz at Tfilas HaMincha. Tisha B'av night, the morning of Tisha B'av, we sit in shul on the ground until Mincha. Va'achshav Nohagu Leishev Al Saf Salem Miyad Achash Yotz Beis HaKnesses Shachris. So Amor says, today the minig is to sit on benches after they leave shul in the morning. But we stay in shul saying kinnis till right before chatzos. So that's where we get the idea of chatzos. Once chatzos comes, we can sit on a chair. We don't light candles at night. We have one licht, one candle burning to use its light for kinnis and eicha. This is even a weekday. You know, the idea of you minimize the lights. We sit in shul on the floor. Dumi de Avel, similar to a mourner. She Yoishiva Gabe Karaka, Kol Shiva, who sits on the floor, all Shiva. Umi Kamakam, Eno Chamur, Kol Kach, Kamah, Chamisha, Inuyim. However, sitting on the floor is not as strict as the other afflictions. Well, Kach, Lo Boy, Kol Yoba, that's why it doesn't have to be all day. Sivka, Nir'af, La Oritz, on the floor, Hainu, meaning to say, Achasha Anu, Baruch Hashem, Amavoy, Baruch. After Baruch, you sit on the floor. Tezet Sarach, Lilas, Mamida, Baruch, you do standing up. Look in the achronim. The mutter lahaniach tachtov sak or kar katon. It is permitted to sit on a sackcloth or a small pillow. Gam yuchaleishev al safsal namuch. You can sit on a low bench. The mishakosh lo leishev arutz. If it's difficult to sit on the ground, so the question becomes: what is this low bench? So there are those who say, as long as it's less than three tefachim. So it's less than three tefachim from the ground. It's like it's on the ground. And three tefachim is anywhere between 9 and 12 inches. So I've seen people say, if it's up to 12 inches, if it's less than 12 inches from the ground, it's fine. they quote, many Svarim quote, Chazon Ish was not medactic to sit there and measure his 9 inches or 12 inches. Chazon Ish, I'm sure it's bigger. There's no halacha. You don't find in the poskim such a din. It just says you sit low. So, Mamele, you don't have to be that particular about the inches. I know Rav Shimon Ida quotes inches and brings a Moshe with inches, but Chazon Ish was not particular about inches. So you don't find, Mishbur doesn't mention it, Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention it, you don't find in poskim this shear of 3 tefachim. It's like we came up with this idea, we find other places at Samach L'Karka, he wasn't particular. You sit low, you don't sit the regular height. Sivkon Yud Beis, Miyad Achas Yotzim Beis HaKnesses. We get off the floor right after Beis, we leave Shul. What's the loyim a minute to say? The Hochen Achas Beis HaKnesses, because we leave Shul and we go to the cemetery. Kosha Kostim Esof HaSimon will point that out at the end of the chapter. V'mashir Zeh Yimosheich Ad Chatzos. So the time you leave Shul and you go to the cemetery and you come back, it's already after Chatzos. Does Rasha Leishav Al Saf, so by then you could sit on a bench. As far as going in a car to the cemetery or to Shul and back, the poskim say you're allowed to sit in the car. We're not worried about that. As far as riding a bus, many poskim say in Eretz Yisrael you could sit on a bus too, even though Rav Shlomo Zalman said if you could stand, why should you sit? Stand. But when it comes to traveling by car, the poskim say you're allowed to sit in the car. Sivka and Yud Gimel, Ma'arichinim HaKinnis, you stayed in Shul saying Kinnis till close to Chatzos, Kadesh Lo Yavol Lassos Malacha, because basically you can't do work, so you got to be busy. So you do Kinnis, and in some circles they'll explain the kinnis, and they could go away a long time, and that's the idea. Sifkad Yudal. Then the Shulchan Aruch tells us not to have too many lights on. Ein madlikin, you don't light candles. Mishum dechsiv, because what does the pasuk say? B'machashakim hoshivani, in the dark I was seated. So you have to sit in the dark. Sifkad tesvav kiim nerachad, but you can light one light, so you could say eicha, kinnis. Well, if imin again according to aminik, everyone says Eichet quietly together with the Chazan. Everyone says the Kinnis. So every community has to have light. So everyone has to at least try to be able to read using the light of the candle. You don't light the special ner for davening in the shul. I'm assuming he means like the ner for the Chazan. For a bris, we would light the candles for the meal. I would hope the moel could see what he's doing. So you make sure there's enough light for that. That's why in the shul, the minig is, we don't leave all the banks of lights on. We shut some of the banks of lights in the shul so that you have this degree of machashakim hoshivani. Because the shayel, he talks about on the side, are you allowed to sit on the steps leading up to the arm? Is that sitting on the floor, or is it sitting on something higher? So we see people do it. Tittaka brings, there are many poskim held, that's called sitting on the floor. We don't look for too many chumas when it comes to this. We say, yeah, that's fine. That's also called sitting on the floor. Also, this idea that everyone reads along with the chazan, so the poskim point out, that's if you're not using a klaf. If the chazan has a klaf, then the chazan reads, everyone listens. No one has to read along quietly. It's only if he doesn't have a klaf that we read along. The question is, I'll discuss again later, but going to the cemetery. So what does a person do at the cemetery? You say Tehillim at the cemetery.
What?
You say Tehillim? It's Tisha B'Av. We said before Shav, you say Tehillim or not. Some say you don't say Tehillim. He brings the Chazan Ish, go to the cemetery, turn around and go home. That's it. He went. So when I go to the cemetery at Tisha B'Av, I would say Al Nos Bavel. That's what I would say, Al Nos Bavel. But Stamazoi saying to Tehillim, some say you could, some say you can't, but that's Chazon Ish. Would go, he went, turn around, he's done. Se'iv Da'od and Shulchan Aruch. Ein oimim tachanun. We don't say tachanun. V'lo slichus ramo is, you don't say slichus. B'tisha B'Av. We don't say tachan tisha B'Av. V'lo ein afal p'neim. We don't put our heads down. Mishum de mikri moed, because of moed. Tisha B'Av has this element of moed. The Ramah says, "V'karim b'Torah kisol bonim, we lain kisol bonim by shachris, and maftirim b'yimya asof asifim. We have a haftarah by shachris, asof asifim. V'chol hakadishim sh'oim acha eicha ad sheyotzim l'moch v'seknesa inom tiskabel. For all the kaddishes we say, there's no tiskabel. Why is there no tiskabel by kaddish? The reason they bring why there's no tiskabel is because it says in eicha sasam tefilasi. my tefillah is sealed. Like my tefillah is not being heard. So how can you say tiskabel tzalosa and accept my tefillah? There are those who tine on this. What do you mean? We say yiratzim efri. We do things like that. But lemaisa, there is this such a Beis Yosef quotes. This is Mahalach. Beis Yosef says tzalosa tefillah see. So we can't say tiskabel tzalosa. See, there are plenty of tefillahs we do, but that's the kash. But lemaisa, that's his pshat. The Rambam continues. Ve'ein oimim kelech ha'payim. We don't say kelech ha'payim behotso. Ve'lo l'manaseach. We don't say l'manaseach. Lo pitam ha'katoiris. Ve'ein tzarech l'shanas mekoimo betishba. But it's not necessary to change your seat. So even though, like Avelim would change a seat, we're all Avelim, we don't change a seat on Tisha B'Av. Mishnah Berurah Sivkah and Tezayin. Ein oimim tachnun v'chul. We don't say tachnun. B'shachris mashkimen ketzasa b'seknesses. By shachris Tisha B'Av, you would get up early to shul. However, v'imai deze yigmeru loim akinus manhar b'kodim chatzois. If by going to shul early, you're going to finish kinus way before chatzois. Tov shlo lahashkul kach. It's taka better not to get up so early. However, those who daven v'sikin every day will still daven v'sikin on Tisha B'Av as well. They're not going to have to daven later on Tisha B'Av. Sivkah and Yudzayim Mishum the Mikri Moyed. The reason why we don't say Tachanun is because it's Moyed. Like the pasuk says, Kara Alai Moyed V'Gomer. Umikamaka Mutulasas Hesped Al Chacham Shemes. However, in contrast to the din of Moyed, we do allow a Hesped for a Chacham who dies. For the Eshav Agabe Kaka, we sit on the ground. For Filah Chatzais, even after Chatzais. The Kalu Yoyim Kavul Bechiv Hesped. The entire day is a day for crying from eulogies. Well, in Yizer lo ashkechina ma'id the koyin ma'id. For this, we don't say it's ma'id. Sivkoyin yudches asof asifein benigun echa. We lain kisod banim and do the haftar from yimya asof asifein in the nigun of echa. Do we ever do any other haftar by shachris if it's not Shabbos and Yontif? It's the only time. Not Chanukah, not Purim, not Shchodesh. On Karolai Moyed. Karale Moyed, we have a haftarah by Shachas. Sivkah and Yutas. V'lolam and Etzeach, we don't say Lam and Etzeach, the Siv Shemyan Hashem be Yom Tzoreyas HaGevcha, v'en Shareich Lom Ezev, it's Moyed, you don't say Yom Tzor. Sivkah and Chavdek, it's an oxymoron, like it's the contradiction, the paradox, that on the one hand it's the day of Avelus, but it can't say Yom Tzor. Sivkah and Chav, v'lo Pita Makatoris, don't say Pita Makatoris, lo Mikri Seyed HaYom, it's not Seyed HaYom. Shein kol adam oimer oso, not everyone says it. Al mizma l'soida oimim, we do say mizma l'soida with the rest of Pesukah d'zimah, shu b'chal seyed yom, it's all seyed yom. So Shaila, does this mean pita mekatoris after shachris? And the one in Kabbalah we do say, and l'mais the meaning is not to say either one. We don't say either pita mekatoris. Sivkar chaval v'en serach l'shanas mekoyim, there's no need to change where you sit. Shedayeinu b'mesha anu marin simoni aveyos masha anu yoredim esaf salin v'yoshim l'aretz. It's sufficient to display our signs of mourning by getting off our benches and sitting on the floor. We don't have to further show it by changing our seats, especially since everyone would have to change the seats. So therefore, that we don't worry about on Tisha B'Av.